Oh man. Oh. Alright, please don't do that.
So how do we do this? Where are the rules?
Simon.
Well, it's basically the same as all the other ones.
It's gonna be really late.
Except that instead of like military guys, we're basically space detectives.
Cool.
We're like space FBI.
So imagine that I'm the like superintendent or the chief of police or whatever. But we're also like undercover as well.
Yeah.
So and I send you on an undercover mission.
Not necessarily though.
Well, either way,
we could be super overt about it.
So you can basically, I'll give you a set of objectives, and then you as police decide the best way to handle that. Either being undercover and infiltrating, or just blasting everybody, or you know, and you got to find information and like interrogate dudes and stuff. And it's entirely up to you. There is a whole mechanic dedicated to how subtle you are.
Yeah. So, we're space FBI though, because if we come across regular cops, why not? Because if we come across regular cops, we can be like Inquisition. Yeah. And be like, fuck, it's the Inquisition.
I imagine like
now we've only got 3 days to solve this case.
FBI. I think the best way to look at it would be the KGB or the Gestapo.
Yeah.
They had a real big mix of overt and covert, and they did whichever one was more applicable.
Like violence.
Yeah. Just torture and awful stuff. So that's what we're going to be doing a lot of.
So when you build your character, you're thinking like, I don't know, do you want to make a really subtle guy or a really loud, flashy guy, or a guy who can do both?
We could maybe have a party name based off one of those secret services, like the KG Butts or the Gebutstapo.
Do we want to eat soon or?
Yeah, I'm pretty hungry.
I want to eat something.
Okay, I'm just gonna. There's like no.
I could almost say let's start now. Let's eat now.
All right.
Yeah.
That's 100
a.m. Let's eat now and
later.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's bring us next, right?
Right.
I hope so.
Oh, yeah.
Pinkberry.
Yes, please.
Is he wrote a reminder on his hand?
Yeah. Don't drink too much beer. Brilliant.
Well, that's getting... Once beer gets all over that,
it's curing itself.
Oh, I'm sure I had something on here.
There you go.
Was it have more beer?
All right.
Yeah, probably.
Potatoes. No, I don't know. We're our own thing.
Well, like, because they're all like teeming maggots in your bum hole, that kind of stuff.
It is good.
No,
see,
should we just
put them in a bowl?
No, it won't keep them fresh.
That one's the best. Hi, Thaddeus B. Trippin' here. I'm your brand new host for the brand new season of the Sweet Butt Guys.
I can't not be that name.
I like Thaddeus.
Why would it not be Thaddeus B. Trippin?
Thaddeus D. Bomb.
I thought we had
it's his name. You wanted to change his name.
Absolutely.
What's wrong with Thaddeus B. Trippin? Are you seriously wrong with that
name?
It's not bad, but
it was the best one I came up with.
It's not as good as the other one.
Thaddeus D. D. E. E. M.
Oh, that's.
No. Oh, wait, you're not the DM.
So no, I am not.
Oh, you are the DM.
I mean, I'm my own guy. I'm the humble narrator here to guide you into the sweet world of Space Police.
How about Thaddeus D. Narrator?
That's actually pretty good. Have we done D before?
Yeah, pretty good,
alright. Hi, I'm Thaddeus D. Bomb. Thaddeus B. Trippin. Who's voting for Thaddeus B. Trippin?
Yeah.
God damn it!
Have it!
Grab it! God damn it! Alright, I'm cutting all of it. Hi! I'm Thaddeus B. Trippin, your humble, handsome narrator for this brand new season of the Sweet Buck Guys. This week we're playing, or this season I should say, we're playing the role-playing game Dark Heresy. So we delve into the terrors of the warp, acting as the hand of the Inquisitor Eisenkopf. The heroic, handsome, manly, and all-around striking, clever, wonderful Inquisitor who will give our heroes a mission to go and investigate. Will they be solving mysteries to do with cults, unholy cults? Will they be rooting out heresy? Will they be stamping down rebellion? Only time will tell. Now, to kick things off, I'll introduce all our characters, and then they'll introduce themselves in a bit more detail later on. To start off with, we have Heresy Dark, the mysterious, unsanctioned, self-loathing...
I am sanctioned.
...mystic psycho.
I am sanctioned.
Sanctioned.
Important distinction, actually.
He was unsanctioned, and now he is sanctioned. I'll cut that. Till Lindemann, the feral Hierophant, the zealous fighter, badass priest, who smashes things with his hammer.
That's
Pretty much gonna go.
Harlock Callahan, known to his friends as Harry, if he had any. The suicidal / depressed reckless supercop. He'll be able to root out heresy with his supercop deduction and gun powers. And finally, Zeta Vas Ocularum. Zeta from the Ocularum. The looks of Scarlett Johansson, but none of the warmth or charm. She's a cold machine lady who is a sniper, driver, Medicaid tech lady. An all-round impressive superhero.
All-round. Filling in the areas that we need.
So great.
What a team player. And, of course, introducing our sweet butt guys. Daniel, a.k.a. Danny. David, a.k.a. Dave. Giannis, a.k.a. John, a.k.a. Giannis. And Simon. And me, Thaddeus B. Trippin, a.k.a. Chris, a.k.a. your wonderful DM for the season. And with that, let's begin episode 1 of Space Cocks.
Wait, what?
Space Cocks?
I mean
Space Cocks!
Space Cocks.
Yeah, Space Cocks is what he said.
Right. Space Cocks! Space Cocks! Let the fun begin!
It's just like how you said Eisenkopf before.
It's gonna be fucking Dungeons & Dolls all over again.
Yeah, Eisenkopf, yeah.
Eisenkopf.